Revelation chapter 17. Then one of the seven angels who had the seven vials came and spoke with me and said, "Come here, I will show you the judgment on the great whore who sits on much water, with whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, while the inhabitants of the earth became drunk with the wine of her fornication." And he carried me away into the desert in the spirit, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, the beast being full of blasphemous names, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now the woman was clothed in purple and scarlet, gilded with gold and precious gemstones and pearls, holding a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and the unclean things of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, "Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of the harlots and the abominations of the earth." And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the witnesses to Jesus, and I marvelled with great wonder as I saw her. Then the angel said to me, "Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast who is carrying her, who has the seven heads and the 10 horns. The beast whom you saw was, but is not, but is about to ascend out of the abyss and go away to destruction. And those dwelling on the earth will marvel, those whose names have not been written in the book of life since the overthrow of the world, when they see that the beast was and is not, but will be present. Here is understanding comprising wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, and they are seven kings. 5 have fallen, 1 is in existence, and the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must remain for a short time. And the beast who was, but is not, is himself both the 8th and yet is of the 7, and he will go away to destruction. And the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received their kingdom, but who will receive authority as kings with the beast for 1 hour. These have one purpose, and they give their power and authority to the beast. These will wage war on the Lamb, but the Lamb will overcome them, because he is the Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him are called and elect and faithful. And he said to me, "The water which you saw, where the whore sits, is peoples and populations and nations and tongues. And as for the 10 horns which you saw and the beast, these will hate the whore and make her desolate and make her naked, and they will eat her flesh and burn her up with fire. For God has put it in their hearts to carry out his purpose and to make them unanimous and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman whom you saw is the great city which has a kingdom over the kings of the earth."